It's good that we can worship together despite all the problems of the pandemic. I didn't get that right, did I? But anyway, we've got a lot more freedom now than we did have, and let's hope that we'll all be sensible about that. But I wanted to welcome you, and I wanted to tell you that sadly, Richard Hood and Barbara have resigned. Richard has his own ideas about things, and he's been very helpful to us, but sadly he is leaving us, and he's going to be working, I think, with Youth Genesis. So I'll share that with you. And I want to thank all those of you who have sent the votes in. You've got a few more days left, but already we have a 75% majority, and we only needed 50%. So the new constitution will now stand, and all the organisations in Torbay that I know have cancelled or postponed their annual meetings because of the lockdown. And so I don't think we've done things out of order at all, really, but there we are. I want to thank you for voting and to look forward to the future. I can tell you, in case you're a bit worried about the size of the Constitution, if you feel that it misses something, we can have an appendix later. But it is the official constitution of the Willows Community Church. And today we're going to begin with Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Today is Pentecost. Holy Spirit, we welcome you.
As we lay aside all
come to the Lord in prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, breathe into our prayers. Breathe into our prayers your breath of life. Come, Holy Spirit, fan the flame of love within us and draw us into the life of God, Father, Son, and Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, renew us and revive us, that in our worship and in our living we may live a life of love for the praise and glory of our God. Now we're going to sing Spirit Divine, Attend Our Prayer. loving God, open our hearts so that we may feel the breath and play of your Spirit. Unclench our hands so that we may reach out to one another and touch and be healed. Open our lips that we may drink in the delight and wonder of life. Unstop our ears to hear your agony in our humanity. Open our eyes so that we may see Christ in friend and in stranger. Breathe your Spirit into us and touch our lives with the life of Christ. As a church, Lord, we want to please you in all that we do. And there are so many rules and regulations that we could abide with. But Lord, most of all, we want to reach out into the community and far wider with the message of your love and your gift of salvation. So Lord, be with each and every one of us. Help us to honour you. Help us to praise you. Help us to serve you. And Lord, at this particular time, we want to pray for each other. Pray for Brian. Be with him and his family, and equip him for his discipleship. Be with Bruce. Lord, he does so much for us, and that's why we can record these services. Lord, we pray that you'd equip him. Be with Richard Saunders. He longs to be back with us, worshipping on a Sunday morning, and we look forward to meeting with him. Be with Graham, who's gone to Kent and should be coming back today. Be, Lord, with Jean and with Stuart. Stuart is in hospital. Be with him. And be with Jean, Lord. She's the only one that is allowed to go and see him at the moment. But Lord, we thank you that today there is a lot of things that are being made free. But Lord, help us, Lord, as we do not have to keep many of the restrictions. Help us, Lord, to be sensible. We pray, Lord, for Sarah. We pray for her family, for her friends, for her neighbours, and we pray that you would equip her for her discipleship. We pray for Rita. We pray for her family. Be with each one and meet their personal needs, Lord, we pray, and equip Rita for her discipleship. Be her companion, because Rita, like Sarah, lived on their own. And then, Lord, we pray for Paul and Jenny. And Lord, we're so glad to hear that Paul is recovering from all that he has gone through. And we pray for complete recovery. And we pray, Lord, that you will open the way for him to continue his lay ministry. We pray for Ollie. We pray for our sons and daughters, for our daughter-in-laws and son-in-laws, for all her family. We pray, Lord, for Eunice and myself. Be with us all, Lord. And Lord, we also think of Dawn, Emma, Hannah, David, Wendy, Joshua and Daryl. Be with them, Lord, in their situation. Lord, be our peace. Be our companion. Be all that we need. And Lord, help us to be empty of self and full of the Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Comes from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 21. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language? Parthians, Medes and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They've had too much wine." Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved."
And now, still celebrating the coming of the Spirit, we sing together, "Spirit of Holiness."
Strength of our soul.
The title for the message today, it has to be, doesn't it? The Coming of the Spirit. Pentecost comes from a Greek word. And Pentecost is 7 weeks from Easter Sunday. Number one, the Spirit came. Acts chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. The Spirit came, yes, then and now. The Spirit was in the world before creation, as we read in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2. And then in Psalm 51, verse 11, David says to the Lord, "Don't take the Holy Spirit from me." He knew the work of the Holy Spirit in his life. And Isaiah the prophet said this, "They rebelled and grieved the Holy Spirit." And yet, prophet Joel says this, "I will pour out my Spirit on all people." And then Jesus said, "The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send." And then Jesus also said, "When the Spirit of truth comes." Yes, the Spirit was there, but the Spirit was coming in a new and wonderful way upon the disciples and upon the church as whole. Acts 1 verse 5, John baptized with water, but in a few days, he says, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So already here the Spirit, but now coming in a new way. I want to read to you again from Acts 2 verses 2 and 3. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each one of them. You know, the Spirit comes, the Spirit convicts us of our sin and of our need of a Saviour. And that's one of the duties or the message, the ministry of the Spirit when he came on that first Pentecost Sunday. And you know, not only do we know the message of salvation through the work of the Spirit, not only are we challenged, but we're also baptized in the Spirit when we accept Jesus as our Saviour. Number two, verse four, the first part of verse four, the Spirit filled the people, the disciples. The disciples were told to wait for the gift of the Spirit that Jesus said his Father had promised. So yes, the Spirit was there before. The Spirit was now coming in a very new way. And you know, it was not only for the disciples, was it, that we too can be filled. But first, we must be broken. We need to be to be ready to accept Jesus, to repent of our sins, and to invite him into our lives. We must be broken. But also we need continual filling. You know, if the Lord calls us to do something, we don't do it in our own strength. The Spirit comes, the Spirit commits, the Spirit empowers us, the Spirit works, in us. And we need that continual filling. For instance, as we serve the Lord, we need the Spirit's power. And you know, if we ignore the Holy Spirit, we need a fresh filling. Number three, the Spirit baptized. Verse 5. When the Spirit comes again, they will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. That's what Jesus said. That was his promise. Yes, baptism first, and then continual filling. When the Holy Spirit comes upon us in all its power, that means we're being baptized by the Spirit, baptized by the fire of the Spirit. But then the filling is to continue. Some people will say they have a future baptisms of the Spirit. However, filling or baptism of the Spirit are necessary as ongoing experience needed by all believers. You know, my mind goes back to when, much younger, I went with a group of young people into our local hospital to take services in some of the wards. And one day the leader wasn't there, but there was a message that I should take the service. And in the service, I prayed for the Queen and for the country. And as we went around to speak to each person in that ward, one lady said, "You cannot do that. There is only one person that you can serve and pray for." I went quiet. I didn't know what to say. And suddenly words came out of my mouth that I didn't even know were in Scripture. And it silenced the lady. And then the sister, who I found out later was a Christian, came to me and said, "Now you can go on and meet other people." It was amazing. The Holy Spirit took over in a time when I wouldn't have known what to do. You know, the Spirit is the one that provides the gifts. Yes, we're all given at least one gift of the Spirit to enable us to serve our Lord. Oh yes, there are big gifts. Could be lots of big things that we could do. But there are also small gifts. Hostess, being a host, is one. Prayer is another. Oh yes, preaching and many other. But there's a wide variety, I should say, of gifts which come from the Spirit. And we could all read about them in the Acts of the Apostles. But not only do we receive the gifts of the Spirit, we receive the fruit of the Spirit. We're going to take this serious, you know. Yeah. What is the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control. And by the power of the Spirit, if we are willing, we can reveal all that fruit in our lives. And then if we reveal that in our lives, then people are going to want to know what's going on. And that is the way we can reveal to them the wonderful love of our Lord Jesus. Can I just say that fruit again? Love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control. Did you notice that unlike the gifts, which are plural, fruit isn't? It doesn't say fruits, it says fruit. And do you know what that means? It means we are expected by the power of the Spirit to reveal all of those, not just some. Love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control. And if we can really, with the help of the Spirit, reveal those things in our life, then they will see Jesus living in us. And then number four, we read in Acts 5-13, the Spirit spoke. It is marvellous how the disciples spoke, but made no mistake. It was, of course, the Spirit that was empowering them and giving them the words to speak. And we all can know that experience, like I knew it in that hospital. We, my friends, need to listen to the Spirit. And we need to let the Spirit speak to us and through us. And then finally, number five, the Spirit came with power. Verses 14 to 21. Yes, the Spirit was available right from the beginning, and it's obviously available very much with what's going on today. The same power that the disciples had is available to us today. Oh yes. So do not be frightened of the Holy Spirit, but believe and accept the power that is available to you and to me. The Lord is true to his promise. Believe. Let us be broken. Let us be filled. Let us be baptized, and let us be people who reveal the power of the Spirit in us. Empty yourself, full of the Spirit, and then surely we can truly be on fire with the Spirit. God bless you. Amen. Now we're going to sing God of Burning Cleansing Flame. And this is a challenge to us to share the gospel.
Your blood-bought gift to
May we know the power of the Spirit working in us. That means may we know the baptism of the Spirit. And may we, Lord, be there at all times to serve you with no excuses, but simply ready to call on the Spirit to be with us, to work through us, and to be all that we need. And may the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit be with us and with all those we love, both now and forevermore. Amen.